بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I do testify that there is no one to be worshipped, followed, or obeyed except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad is his last messenger. Today's topic is the existence of God. Brothers and sisters, under this topic, we will discuss the following issues. First, is there something called God? Does he exist? How can we prove that? And what are his attributes and qualities? Let me start with the first question. Is there any God? If no one saw God, how can we prove that there is God in this universe? Before I start answering this question, let me explain the concept of creation. To really create means to bring out something from annihilation. In other words, to make something out of nothing before it. Let's first agree that behind anything in the universe, there should be a maker or a manufacturer or a creator. When we see a car, for example, we realize that it was manufactured by a group of experts and engineers. And when we touch a computer, we know that it is made by some expert. Similarly, when we see the sun, we definitely realize that it was created by a very powerful creator. The question is, who is this creator? And what are his attributes? Likewise, when we see human beings, birds, animals, plants, the whole earth, with its rivers, mountains, fish, and other creatures, the whole universe with its huge galaxies, we ask ourselves, can these things create themselves by themselves? Can a mountain create another mountain? Can the sun create another sun? Or should it be created by a creator? I think by now we all agree that a computer cannot manufacture another computer. There should be a mind of an engineer to do that job. And we already agreed that a car cannot be manufactured without the mind of an expert behind it. There should be a manufacturer or a maker. Similarly, the moon cannot create itself by itself. There should be a creator for it. This issue was clearly addressed by the questions raised in the Holy Quran. Were they created by nothing, or did they create themselves? Did they create the heavens and the earth, or aren't they sure of that? Listen to the verses of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. Meaning, were they created by nothing, or did they create themselves? Did they create the heavens and the earth, or aren't they sure of that? As it is obvious that the answers of these questions are known to almost everyone. However, from these questions, we can come up with the following conclusions. First, there is nothing that is created without a creator. Second, human beings cannot create themselves. Number three, there should be a creator in the universe. And number four, is no one created all the heavens and the earth except the only creator. Number five, this sole creator is called God, who is called in Arabic Allah. From these verses, I think the first question was completely answered, and it is now quite obvious that everything in the universe is created and caused by God. This is known to be as the causation principle. Let's move now to the second question. Does this God exist? First, we deduce from the previous discussion that God is not an abstract idea. No, Of course not. He is someone who has the power to create. The question now is, can this powerful being be absent? Can this God be absent? Let me reiterate that the sun cannot shine by itself, and the stars cannot move in their courses by themselves. Every piece of the whole creation cannot function properly without the existence of the Creator. The Creator, who is capable of making everything function according to the norms and the criteria that He wants them to follow. This quality of existence also implies that God is alive. He's not dead, and He's not absent, and He doesn't take risks, and He doesn't even sleep for a fraction of a second. The following question is, where is God? Where does He stay? Where does He live? The answer is that He is in heaven, upon His throne, and upon all His creation, and above all His creation. There is nothing above Him. There is nothing more powerful than Him. In this way, we can easily prove the existence of Allah by His great and magnificent creation that is everywhere. To make it easy, God Himself, in the Holy Quran, informed people that His miraculous creations are everywhere, even in the human beings themselves. Listen to the verse that reads, "In your own selves, don't you see that?" أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. Don't you see how your ears listen, how your heart beats, how your mind works, and how your lungs function, and how your eyes see, and how all your organs move? Don't you see the trillions of blood cells in your body, and each of them is like a huge factory working 24 hours a day? Don't you see that in every human being there are more living creatures than the number of all the machines on the whole earth? In every human being, yes, in every human being without exception. How glorious this God is. Thus, it becomes easily proven that the existence of Allah is absolutely true. Then the following question is, what are the other qualities and attributes of this God? He is the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the Omnipotent. He has control over the billions of stars, including the sun and the earth, the moon, and all other creatures. He continually creates billions and zillions of creatures. He is the one who grants life and the one who takes out life. Another important attribute of Allah is that He is the all-knowing. There is nothing that He does not know, and there is nothing that can hide itself from Him. Listen to the verse of Allah that says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. He knows the wink of the eye, the betrayal of the eye, and He knows what is hidden inside the chests of human beings. An example of His knowledge is that every human being is born with a nose and a mouth. However, in the womb of our mothers, no one uses them. We get our food and our oxygen from the blood of our mothers. But Allah knows that when we come out of the wombs of our mothers, we definitely need our noses and our mouths in order to breathe and in order to eat. Because of absolute knowledge, because of His absolute knowledge, Allah created us with all the organs that we need in our life. Compare human beings with fish, for example. Fish don't have noses because they cannot use them in water. Instead, they have gills. They can function well in water. So Allah created fish with gills, but He created human beings with nose. Another unique quality of Almighty Allah is that He is the most merciful. His mercy can be seen and observed everywhere. Take the example of the sun. Allah knows that life on earth requires warmth and light. Therefore, He created the sun for this life to continue. He also put the sun in a specific place in the universe and at an accurately measured distance from the earth. Had the sun moved from its track a little bit up or a little bit down, the whole life on earth would be destroyed either by excessive heat or by excessive cold. This is a very simple example that shows the mercy of Almighty Allah. Another example is that Allah created fresh water for people and all living creatures to drink from for life to continue. And He created oxygen for them to breathe. And without it, life would cease, as we see on the other planets where there is no oxygen or no water. Isn't this an adequate proof that Almighty Allah is merciful? Absolutely. This is an adequate proof of His quality of being merciful to all His creatures. Finally, I would like to stress a very important meaning that there is nothing like Allah. There is no one or nothing more powerful, more knowledgeable, more omnipotent, more merciful than God the Creator. He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. In fact, there is a very short verse in the Holy Quran that describes Almighty Allah. And it is the verse number 110. Listen to the words of Allah talking about Himself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Meaning, say, He is God, one God, the everlasting and the self-sufficient, who has not begotten and has not been begotten, and there is nothing that's equal to Him. This is briefly the answer of the few questions that I raised in the beginning of this talk about the existence of God. I hope your look towards life and towards God has already changed. Finally, I ask Almighty Allah to guide us all to the truth and to firm our hearts on this truth until we see Him in the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mamduh Nuruddin from the American Open University in Washington.